Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the first hour, already into the third, time is really blasting past us. I played a CNN Europe clip where they just come right out and admit the Bilderberg Group and give all these wonderful excuses for it. It's about 3 minutes long. Had a lot of requests to re-air that, so we will. As well as that Waking Life clip where I basically give you my manifesto, what I believe, my views. Never aired that before. Aired it in the first hour for the first time. We'll play it one more time for those that missed it and have been requesting it or tuned in during the middle of it. So much news. I mean, I was just talking about in Detroit they want to start taxing fast food and all prepared meals, period. And the federal government's pushing states to do this. The feds want to do it with the new national ID card. You know it as your driver's license. And I was just going over how this is going to be used to micromanage and control our lives and piggyback on top of these huge databases. We got a clip we haven't aired yet of Bush being questioned while he was over in Russia. And he puts his hand up to his ear and starts bumbling, looks just like every other case. Where he says, I didn't hear that. Say that again. Or, this is scripted. But you got to see it to really get the full impact of it. But that's just some of what's coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Eric in California, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I don't know if you've been watching a VH1 classic or anything lately, but there's a band that's definitely one of theirs that we got to watch out for. In fact, we should boycott their concerts and such and start using their maybe even use their albums and discs and stuff for target practice, and it's known as Megadeth.
Megadeth, yes, I'm familiar with Megadeth.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw their videos years ago, but there's even one where they show the Bill of Rights going up in flames.
Well, I'm not going to defend Megadeth, but I've got to be honest with you. I've actually seen their T-shirts, seen their videos, and I know it shows somebody dressed up like George Bush, but a skeleton in front of the first George Bush, in front of the UN with a nuclear cloud going up. And I think they're kind of talking about the New World Order, and you might have misinterpreted it.
Hmm.
Well, what did you see? I haven't seen it in one of those music videos in probably 15 years. So.
No, just a Symphony for Destruction. They show the flag on the wall going up in flames. And they show.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen that, and if you want me to really be honest, I don't listen to it now because I think it's very destructive mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't own a bunch of their music, but I hear it occasionally on the radio, and I got the lyrics. I think it's anti New World Order.
Oh, okay.
But I could see how you're seeing this and thinking that it's. I mean, I'm not recommending Megadeth, folks.
Nah. Oh. There is one by Motorhead, though, that has warned people recently. They sing about everything you've been talking about for years, Brave New World.
If you'd like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. Yeah. 7 or 11, Ace of Spades watching you. Yeah, I liked Motorhead when I was in high school. I haven't heard a Motorhead song in about 15, 20 years.
Yeah, well, that recent Motorhead video where it shows like the film could have been an old prison or somewhere. They started singing about it. It's more or less bits and pieces sound more or less like a warning.
Well, that's what's trendy and cool to do, and I mean, I don't think that that's good music for the soul, I'll tell you right now. But yeah, I've heard a lot of it.
There was one by Metallica years ago that got a little flack. They actually went off about what's going on now.
No, hey, Metallica songs are all about the New World Order, and again, people misinterpret that. And then you got a band like Slayer or Danzig, which is clearly Luciferian. It is devil worship. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, music is powerful. And a caller was just mentioning a band from the 80s and 90s. I guess they're still around, Megadeth, meaning million dead or millions dead. And those groups, Metallica, that whole genre, they'll talk about Injustice for All, the New World Order, the world government. But, I can tell when I still hear it coming out of a car next to me or I'm putting through the stations, I won't let myself listen to it. Because it's powerful. It has a powerful hold on me because of my development listening to it. And I know it's destructive. And that's really a trick of the NWO, is that it will present you what the New World Order is and present it in its full spectrum of darkness, which is very powerful and seductive. So I don't let myself listen to that type of stuff. So it sounds like it's anti-New World Order, but it's really not. And I don't even know if those groups you were mentioning are conscious of that. But I do know that groups like Slayer and Danzig and Pantera and some of those others are conscious of it. And please don't start calling and emailing me about it. I mean, you talk about other propaganda, just propaganda of the New World Order. I was at a Target because we forgot sunscreen Thursday night driving down to the beach. So I go in there, and there's these toys put out by Fisher-Price. And I'm walking through, and it's a dinosaur with a caveman, and obviously cavemen weren't alive when the dinosaurs were, but I thought, oh, that'll be a nice toy to play with on the beach. So I snatch it. It was like $3-4. And I go, you know, get it and pay for it and go through the line, but I just snatched it up. Didn't really read it. Should have. And I open it up to give it to my son the next day, and it was Imagine Next or something. And it's, you are, in fact, I meant to save it. I think we left it at the hotel room. And it was, imagine a world with dinosaurs and primitive man living alongside each other. On one side are the econovores. Not the omnivores, they're inventing new terms. The econovores, they're for the economy. They fight for the ecological system. And then there's the carnivores on the other side. They trademarked They're a carnivore. I might steal that term. A carnivore. Yes, you guys are eating up society in the name of the environment. It's all banker-funded. And it says, and so you must fight against the evil dinosaurs and people to save the earth. I mean, everything is, you know, some government quest. And then kids grow up as that as their heroes. And you turn on the cartoons. Every episode, the new Fantastic Four, they're always helping the UN battle the evil terrorists, or battle the space aliens, or you open up comic books, and which I'll scan through in a bookstore, and it's always the same MO. You know, they're saving the secret police are saving us from the evil terrorist. It's just everywhere is propaganda. You watch the Animal Planet. I was flipping through channels this weekend. Watched 30 seconds of it. It was some animal show, and then it cuts to an ad. Animals are abused every day. Report people who you think maybe. And again, it sounds reasonable to report and save the animals. But wait, the government has totally legalized torturing dogs to death, all this stuff hooked in their brains, monkeys, cows, pigs. That's going on en masse, but that's A-OK. But then your neighbor might not be being nice. Tattle on them. It has you looking for people to tattle on. And a whole new economy of tattling, and it's all hypocritical. I mean, obviously, if a horse is starving to death at your neighbor's place, first thing you should do is go, hey, you know, what are you doing? You don't want that horse, I'll take it. Or, you know, why don't you slaughter it and sell it for dog food, you know, if you're going to keep that up. And then if they don't, call the police on them. But it should be, you know, full-blown, obvious cases. The government isn't pushing this new police state agenda because it cares about the animals, believe me. Or you, I mean, I can't watch a show about lions or alligators or crocodiles or sharks because, you know, the whole thing is, and the environment is dying, and give all your rights up to the government, and blah, blah, blah. And then some of the things they're saying are true, but their solution's false. It's the globalists that are pushing the whole system that does this. They got solutions that are take our private property, have global taxes on our fuels and our energy sources, while 160-something countries are exempt like China. That'll just accelerate all our jobs there even faster, when we're already many times cleaner than they are. See, it's a maze of manipulation. It's all propaganda. I mean, standing there, I'd stand there, you know, at the store just reading the newspapers in their newspaper boxes and their newspaper machines. Just the propaganda. I mean, here's an example. It costs $1.8 million every time the aircraft carrier has to leave port because of hurricanes. Boy, it's a problem. Wasting our money. $1.8 million's nothing. But they know you can think in numbers that big, so they don't talk about the trillions missing from the Pentagon. It's some little petty. I mean, that's the point, man. When you understand this stuff, it's just everywhere. Just propaganda, petty issues, mindlessness, infighting, garbage. It's just all over the place. Ah! It blows my mind. And it's just impossible to try to cover it all. All right, we'll go to David in California, John in Tennessee, Tim in Ohio, Tex in Texas, and many others here in just a moment. Let me just get through a few more of these articles. People ask why I get so upset on air. It's the frustration. There's no way to cover or track, or diagram, or detail this stuff. It's just tidal wave. It is tectonic. It is juggernaut. But once we don't have to keep applying propaganda like the mainstream-controlled media. They have to keep reapplying their twisting and their spinning and their lies and their omissions. and their conditioning. All we got to do is teach somebody how to fish. See, they got to keep feeding them their poison fish. We just got to teach people how to fish. And once we show somebody how they're being conned, once we show them that there is a rabbit hole, they fall down it. Hey, man, I can turn around and keep walking down the street. I'm Johnny Appleseed. How you do? Do you, Kent? Do you know what I'm saying to you, my friends? Do you understand that they're turning this entire planet into a prison? And heaven help us. It's just mega massive. It's everywhere. It is unceasing. And because their mainstream propaganda is faltering and falling apart, they're putting more and more of it overtly into the TV, the radio, the print, the fiction, the nonfiction. I mean, I can hardly buy a fiction book and try to escape for a few hours once or twice a month when I sit down to read for a few hours to steal some time, try to get out of the matrix. It's all full of propaganda. Ah! Or it's people fighting the propaganda, and then I don't even want to see that sometimes. I'm so sick of the NWO. Their business is killing, and their business is good. Their business is control. All right. Bush gets seat of honor for VE observance. President Bush gets seat of honor in Red Square, reviewing stand on anniversary of Nazi surrender. President Bush gets seat of honor and has a little photo with him there with Pooty Poot, as he calls him, the man whose soul he looked into, a man he could trust. Another quote, a man of love. Two men of love they are. And they're both the same. Setting up regional governorships. Blowing up buildings to blame it on their enemies, setting up police states, putting out fake newscasts. If they're all in business together, the whole Cold War was completely staged. I mean, that's now the congressional documents. It's all come out. It's all true. And that's a whole other subject. Cannot detail it in the time we have. And publicly they'll have these little fake squabbles, but then come back together. Oh, but he's transferring weapons of mass destruction. That's okay. Bush says that's all right. Why, I do it too. I helped give the reactors through Donald Rumsfeld in North Korea. Why, I gave the botulism and anthrax my daddy did to Saddam. Why, that's okay. I told him to invade Kuwait. It's all staged. There are two different arms of the NWO grabbing up living space, grabbing up sovereign countries. They've got to have the illusion of the bipolar world, so that people think they have a choice within that controlled spectrum of false information. And the two just love each other, but a picture tells a thousand words. These photos we've got on InfoWars.com of these two individuals. And they're sitting there. And Bush has got the red tie on. He always wears the blue. He's got the little red flower, and there's men marching in front of him with the hammers and sickles and the new tanks, not just the old-style World War II uniforms, with the new tanks, with the hammer and sickles, and all the generals behind them with the hammers and sickles. And they love you so much, and communism is dead, and Putin can be trusted, and he's a nice person who really does care about us. And everything's happy. And Bush is an anti-communist. And I remember back in 1999, they had 50 years of the fall of China, and Mao Zedong's great revolution, cultural revolution, great leap forward. And the Fortune 500 was there in Tiananmen Square as the tanks rolled by, and it said they were there to celebrate, and the Fortune 500 hailed communism. Because communism doesn't exist as we've been told it does. It's nothing but a small group, a clique, holding the people as slaves and the private factories owned by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And every time a company gets seized or a company gets in trouble over in Russia, it turns out that Lord Rothschild owns it. That's the London Telegraph and BBC. And it's all fake. It's all staged. Totally. Just totally staged. I mean, where does all the investment go? It goes to China. Why, it's even going to Russia and India. India, for all intents and purposes, is socialist. Socializing your wealth to assanguinate our treasure and transfer it into the globalist hands. All right, we'll come back at one more piece of news on Russia and take your calls.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us. That clip where they admit the Bilderberg Group wants world government from CNN Europe's coming on, and we're going to play that and then to analyze it because you've requested to hear it again. I'm also going to play that Waking Life clip. A bunch of news I'm going to have to shotgun through. I only have time to talk to David, John, Tim, and Dave. That's it for calls. Up first is Dave in Michigan. Dave in Michigan, go ahead quickly. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Alex, you really got to live here in Michigan to really appreciate Kwame Kilpatrick.
Where they want to tax your hamburgers and your coffee, yeah.
Oh, yeah. His mother is Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick. She's been in Congress for about 20 years. He has the worst voting record, worst attendance record of anybody in Congress. And she keeps getting reelected.
Well, you've had those special voting machines for quite a while.
Well, she doesn't even show up. But Kwame there is doing such a wonderful job of running Detroit into the ground, it's about ready to go into receivership, and the state's going to take it over.
That's right. The feds already took over your police department.
Well, they took over Flint about 2 years ago. The state did because they were bankrupt.
That's how this is designed.
Oh, yeah. But he's also on there. He writes into the Detroit News all the time about the positive influence of gangster rap on American politics.
Sounds like great folks, Dave.
Yeah. He has orgies at the Governor Manor down there in Detroit where the police got arrested for beating up prostitutes. And he just a wonderful.
Is he as good as Mayor Daley, the mob boss? Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to David in California. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
God bless you. Hey, I want to know if you have any information on this. I think I've seen this on a couple of lists before. Richard Wagner, or Rick Wagner, that is the CEO of General Motors, he's skull and bone, from what I understand.
Eight members of Bush's cabinet are, nine including him.
Well, you know, here we've got Ford.
Not cabinet administration. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, here we have Ford and General Motors that late last week, their bond status was listed as junk.
Isn't globalization great?
Well, what people don't understand is so many of General Motors' cars are built it's assembled in Mexico and China. General Motors has built plants in China.
And Ford's moving to China.
Yeah, and here yet in the United States, we're watching these companies, you know, they blame it on the medical insurance that they have to pay per car and that, oh my goodness, the competition, is, you know, the Japanese and the Koreans, all their health care is paid for by the state. And so what they're really trying to do is
that's how we're going to be. Look, they're going to merge the corporations with the government, and the corporations are going to become the government.
Correct. And
that's privatization, my dear. Bigger government, more regulation, more control.
Yeah, and then you have it. You have people that are skull and bones members running these corporations. Rick Wagner of General Motors is a perfect example. Of basically what he's doing is essentially what they're doing is running this country or the company.
It's as if the country isn't going to exist soon. They're running the gas out of the nation. They're strip mining the society. They're engaging in looting, cultural looting, financial looting, spiritual looting. They are using us like a spider, a baby spider would use the first fly it caught as its first big meal. Thanks for the call. We're being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. Excellent point. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yesterday on C-SPAN, a panel of reporters and Gulf War vets were debating the war, torture, and George Bush. And the audience asked the question, are we headed for a civil war? And a Gulf War sergeant on the panel said, do you mean a civil war in Iraq? The audience said, no, civil war in the United States of America. And a change agent on the panel immediately jumped on the answer to spin it. He said, yes, America was headed for a civil war, but now with the re-election by popular vote of Bush in November, that cured all that, of course, ignoring the massive election fraud. My question is, since Bush bombed World Trade Center and the Pentagon on 9/11, isn't that by definition that we're already in a civil war?
Yes, a criminal group is using terrorism, according to their own documents, to scare us into submission, and we are inside the New World Order and battling bravely.
Well, it was exciting to see somebody say that at 2 o'clock in the morning on C-SPAN. At least people are thinking that way, even though they're still behind the eight ball a little bit and being, you know, controlled by the media somewhat on C-SPAN.
Excellent points, John. Speak of the military in Iraq, that's an article I have. They've lowered their recruitment numbers by about half in the last 3 years. So they could, quote, meet their goals, they just lowered their goals. And now, even after lowering their goals, they're off by 40-plus percent. We'll talk about that. Take a few more calls on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We got 26 minutes left, 23 of broadcast. And I got a couple clips I want to play, a Bush clip we haven't played yet where he obviously has the earpiece in again. I've got two more calls I'm going to take and a stack of news. I was looking at this news. Real fast, we're honored to have her, is Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. And we talk about taking control of our lives. This is made in America. It's all made right here in America, folks, unless you want the British Berkey, which they also have that's excellent. But that's made in the Western world where manufacturing is disappearing. And it's the highest quality system out there, and it's the best price. And I've bought, I don't know, 6, 7 of these things over the years, given most of them as gifts. Own 2 of them right now. I still have one I bought 5 years ago. It purifies the water. It cleans it. You know, it doesn't just cut out some of the bad taste. Debbie, tell us about the Big Berkey and how we get it.
Hi, Alex. Thank you.
Hey, Debbie.
The Berkey water filter is a gravity water filter, and it requires no electricity to process the water. It'll do city water as well as it'll do pond or lake water. It'll even do muddy gutter water if you needed to. You can order it by calling me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438, or you can go to our website at berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BERKEYWATER.com. If you call and you leave a message, please leave your number twice and really clearly and slowly so I can be sure to get back with you. And if you want to leave a day or a night number, so that
that's
if
right. I mean,
later,
you're almost always there during business hours, but if the lines get busy, too many calls come in, leave a name and number, and Debbie will call you. Made in America, folks. They make them. They're excellent. 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them what free gift you want. They've got sheltering in place, DVD or VHS, potassium iodate to protect you from nuclear attack. They've got the Prudent Places CD with thousands of color maps and diagrams of safe areas in the country. They have the little sports bottles. My sister's going to be going out of the country, Debbie, to the third world this summer for a two-week trip with her school. And they recommend that they bring some water filtration, and they recommend that they bring the little, water bottle type. And so my dad last night said, yeah, we're going to order a couple of those. So it's a great thing to have, and those are $20 a piece. If you get them in a group of five, they're normally about $35 at the store. You can get those, or for $1.99, the Black Berkey with the super powerful elements that does tens of thousands of gallons. So many different systems and products. Give her a call. They got brochures as well. 888-803-4438. And Debbie, if they call you, you can also give them info about what's in their tap water.
Absolutely. I can help them best I can, and I can direct them to where they need to go. And I look forward to talking to them.
Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
888-803-4438. Give her a call. Stop drinking the pesticides, the herbicides, the nickel, the mercury, the arsenic, the dead bacteria, because the chlorine and stuff just kills the bacteria. Still drinking bacteria, dead ones, equivalent of drinking little chunks of rotten meat. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Okay. We talk a lot about weather control. And they got shows on the Weather Channel about it. They've got systems that do this, but still the general public doesn't know that it exists. Well, this is from AFP. Last week it was in ABC News, but they were saying, can the Russian government block the huge storms over Moscow? They have a 100% success rate. Will they? Well, they did. Meteorologists said 90% chance of rain. They stopped it. At World War II's commemoration, Russian Air Force wins battle against weather. Specially equipped Russian Air Force planes won a white-knuckle battle with the weather over Moscow on Monday and managed to prevent rain from marring a Red Square military parade attended by more than 50 world leaders. Beginning at dawn, a fleet of 11, Ilyushin 18 and Anatov 12 planes seeded chemical dispersal agents into bad weather upwind of Moscow. Air Force Colonel Alexander Drobovsky told the state-run ITAR-TASS news agency. Until the last minute, it appeared that their efforts, honed with decades of experience dating back to the Soviet era, would fail. Huge clouds gathered over Moscow on the Red Square parade ground, where thousands of troops were massing to commemorate victory over Nazi Germany 60 years ago. Drizzle forced President Vladimir Putin to greet guests outside the Kremlin under umbrellas. About 15 minutes before the parade, the rain stopped and patches of blue sky appeared, announcing a dry spell that held the duration of the hour-long military extravaganza. Yeah, they couldn't wheel out the antenna farms they've got that'll totally block it. Just another example of something that doesn't exist, just like CNN tells you how wonderful the Bilderberg Group is. Bush gets tough queries from youths in Holland. This is the L.A. Times. I have a question concerning the terrorism, said the first student to be called on, a young woman. And you made many laws for 9/11, many, many laws and many measures. And I'm wondering, will there be a time when you drop those laws and will you decrease the measures? Oh, no, the war never ends. Look, Bush replied. A free society such as ours, obviously. I'm going to try to do an imitation, must balance the government's most important duty, which is to protect the American people. By the way, that's not their most important duty, from harm with the civil liberties of our citizens. And every law will be passed that was aimed to protect us in this new era, this 100-year era, he said before, of threats from abroad and willingness for people to kill without mercy, like your forces do. It has been scrutinized and, of course, balanced by our Constitution. And, oh, balancing it with it. Couldn't you control the borders? Couldn't you arrest all your Al-Qaeda cells? Oh, no, you couldn't arrest your business partners. Captured Al-Qaeda kingpin is a case of mistaken identity. London Times on prisonplanet.com and Infowars.net. You can read it. The capture of a supposed al-Qaeda kingpin by Pakistani agents last week was hailed by President George W. Bush as a crucial victory in the war on terror. Made all the front page news, but you'll never hear the retraction. According to European intelligence experts, however, Abu Fajr al-Libi was not the terrorist third in command, as claimed, but a middle ranker derided by one source as among the flotsam and jetsam of the organization. His arrest in Pakistan, announced last Wednesday, was described in the United States as a major breakthrough in the war and the hunt for Osama bin Laden. The number three guy at the CIA, Buzzy Krongard, says they don't want him. Bush called him a top general and a major facilitator and a chief planner for al-Qaeda. But now it turns out that it's a mistaken identity, and he may not even be a middle-level person. Well, the LA Times has reported there's no even mid-level Taliban or al-Qaeda at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo. It's old men and young boys, but they got to have a nice little stage for you. This is better than the other cases where they arrest them and it comes out a month later that, oh, they were a CIA asset and they staged the arrest to protect their identity. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Military blues, but not green, this out of Newsweek. But they don't need a draft. Wait till the terror attack. May 16th issue. In case anyone still doesn't understand that recruiting is now the toughest job in the Army, the service missed its April goal by 42%. It was the third month in a row that this active duty recruiting mission was not accomplished. Worse, the Pentagon was counting on absorbing a decent share of some of the 27,000 service members that the Air Force and Navy are letting go this year as part of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's grand realignment plan. Operation Blue into Green, trading blue service uniforms for Army Green this year, was expected to turn 3,500 airmen and sailors into soldiers and help the military adjust to quick deployment land-based warfare. More than halfway into the fiscal year, which ends September 30th, blue to green has produced 189 soldiers. Okay. So even with stopgap, making people stay in the military who've already been there for 10, 20 years, that isn't working. That's a draft of those that have already signed up and already done their time. Even with all of the breakneck recruiting in the third world economies in our inner cities that are falling apart, they can't get the people they need. No number of Humvees that have been converted into lowriders playing gangster rap will get the young people caught in their spider web anymore. And so they're having to do this. And by the way, about a year ago, they lowered their recruitment levels again. They already lowered them before. So they keep lowering the standard down to almost nothing and then falling 40% plus short of that. And it's the same for the Marines for the first time in history. They're about, what, 15% behind this year when they already lowered the recruiting standards and their recruiting numbers? Oh, my goodness. And our troops are being slaughtered. You know, 60 people die here, 20 there, 10 here, every day. Total bedlam, machine gunning death. That's all al-Qaeda doing. Yes, it's them. They run everything in Iraq. They're doing it. It's not the Iraqis mad about the Baathists all being put back into power. And I could spend an hour on this, but we don't have time. New Mexico plays home to Terror Town, USA. In my film Police State 2000 and Police State 2 The Takeover, we show black helicopters, foreign troops, police chiefs admitting an attempted bribery, buildings blowing up, firing into all-night restaurants in Miami, helicopters crashing in Houston, police stations on fire. They don't warn the public. They just swarm in, fire machine guns, blow things up, the police, the military, together terrorize the public. We got Rand Corporation, other documents 6-7 years ago that show us to acclimate and condition us to accept this. Sheriff's deputies subdue a terrorist on the ground during a training exercise at the Plays Homeland Security Training Center in December. So now they built all these Homeland Security camps that then go outside into the city, covertly lease buildings, and blow them up to terrorize the public. With its pristine Spanish-style houses and flowing gardens, this remote town seems an unlikely place to be the most dangerous spot in the United States. But for the past 6 months, it has been under siege by terrorists. And then it goes on. The attacks are simulations, part of a national training program for emergency personnel, such as police, paramedics. And it goes on. I feel like I'm in a war, said Trent Johnson, 17, who was born and raised here. Helicopters fly over in the middle of the night. Sometimes when he is going to school or running errands, he and his parents must make their way past a maze of ambulances, fire engines, and Humvees. It's kind of freaky to see people in uniform walking around and down your street with M14s. Mercifully, evidence of the attack does not last long. After each crisis, a cleanup crew arrives. quietly sweeping up shattered glass, replacing smashed doors, patching cracked walls. Their job is to renew the clock, rewind the clock, returning the town to the way it was before the attack, as if nothing had happened. The next comes a few quiet days, sometimes a few quiet weeks. Then the attacks begin all over again. And at least this is a town built onto a real town. At least they own the buildings themselves, but it's built by this other town. I mean, folks, I've been in San Antonio. I've been in Kingsville. I've been there. Foreign troops screaming in a Slavic tongue, blowing buildings, fire, blah, you know. Just running around screaming, German troops, you name it. I've been there. I got video of it. Troops march over and ask, what are you doing with a camera? German troops stand behind them. I mean, I'm not kidding, folks. It's in the films. I mean, it's just insane. Up in Seattle, they've had drills. In Chicago, they've had drills with blowing up buses and smoke in the town. Right up north of Austin, I went up there, and they had cars blowing up in downtown Belton. And troops march over and ask, what are you doing with cameras? Are you the ones that have filmed us on the highway at our checkpoints? Real checkpoints, pulling people out of vehicles. I got stacks of news. I got another one. Pittsburgh. Here's one out of Pittsburgh. What if you had a disaster and nobody panicked? And then it gets into the terror training drills and the troops and Homeland Security and the fake explosions and everything else. And then we're not going to have time if I don't play this now. Go ahead and roll CNN Europe admitting the Bilderberg Group, but saying it's not secret, it's just private. And yeah, it's for world government. Go ahead and roll it.
Brian Victor of Computing Magazine. Well, up next on World Business Today, you may not have heard of it, but some say Bilderberg is secretly trying to take over the world. We're trying to find out why some of the biggest names in business and politics are currently meeting very discreetly in Germany. Conspiracy or cozy talking shop? The Bilderberg Group is meeting in South Germany this week, at least according to the Financial Times, which says a group of powerful men and women will debate the future of the world. The paper says the steering committee of Bilderberg includes Deutsche Bank boss Josef Ackermann, Nokia CEO Jorma Ollerer, Daimler Chrysler's Jürgen Schremp, and outgoing World Bank president James Wolfensohn. I asked John Ronson, who has written about Bilderberg, what it really is.
Bilderberg is a meeting of powerful centrist industrialists and politicians. They always meet in secret once a year in a five-star hotel with golfing facilities, and they've taken on the image for conspiracy theorists of the fabled shadowy cabal that secretly rules the world.
Are they?
Well, yes and no. I mean,
they're a bunch of powerful people. They meet in secret. They say we meet in private, which isn't quite the same thing,
is it? It's not quite the same thing.
I do think that by and large, many members of the Bilderberg Group actually see themselves in much the same way as the conspiracy theorists see them, as this shadowy cabal out to, if not to rule the world, but to influence world events.
What would they see as their purpose then? I mean, presumably it's a good get together of powerful people. They don't often get a chance to meet away from the glare of the press. One could understand why they might want to have a private chat.
And that's certainly got something to do with it. They see themselves as wise globalist centrists. They were set up post the Second World War by people like Dennis Healey. There's a David Rockefeller and various others. And
there's a degree of idealism there, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Is that a sinister conspiracy?
Well, I mean, it depends what side of the political spectrum.
The army just guards them.
You sit on. And many of the anti-Bilderberg conspiracists are right-wingers who see themselves as twigs in
and
a
for years
away
you did not even exist.
They see themselves as nationalists. And they think the idea of a world government, which is what Bilderberg is into by and large, the idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that as
they see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence at a global level who are talking about global issues, do they?
They see themselves as headhunters. They'll get an up and coming politician who they think may be president or prime minister one day, and as globalist industrialist leaders who believe that politics shouldn't be in the hands of the politicians,
or
they
the
try
people.
And influence them with wise words in the corridor.
Should they be more open? I mean, should they come and sit here and do an interview with me and explain what they're doing or talk after their meeting about what they've decided, even if
they don't invite us along as journalists beforehand or during.
Well, Bilderberg's secrecy, I think, harks back to specifically to Henry Kissinger, who, you know, in quite a silly way, I think, loves the idea of being this shadowy figure. And it was Kissinger, the founder member of Bilderberg, who had this idea to be this kind of secret organisation in quite a silly way, really. And I think some members, I mean, Lord Owen said to me at one point that, you know, he wished...
That's the former British Foreign Secretary and leader of the Social Democratic Party.
Yeah, and he said he kind of wished Bilderberg, you know, didn't quite have this air of secrecy, because it gives rise to tremendous conspiracy theory.
John Ronson there, who's written about Bilderberg in a book called Adventures.
Yeah, and John Ronson, who's demonized me in huge hit pieces, and John Ronson, but here they are. Oh, yeah, it's global government, because the New York Times last year said it's global government, but global government's not bad. You're weird, though, if you don't like it, and they just want to stop war. Oh, yeah, founded by a Nazi, Prince Bernhard, always behind the wars, and running this country predominantly. Play that quick little clip from Waking Life. Try to jam some calls in. We're just flat out of time. The final segment straight ahead. Keep it locked in and be sure and check out the websites prisonplanet.tv and infowars.net.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Frothing at the mouth today to cover all this. I can't take any more calls. I'm sorry. Call me back tonight or back tomorrow, 11 to 2 to be precise. We'll take your calls. I got to cover these final news items and play this clip as I said I would. U.S. tourism losing billions because of image, because of the police state image. This out of the Financial Times of London. People are afraid to come here. It's a big brother, not because of the terrorist. Tailed study. But we're now being told that 666 was the wrong number of prophetic beast. Newly examined scripture fragment leads credence to the argument at 616. So as the world government promotes 666, we can trust them. Folks, we've had professors on, experts in architecture. 666 is the calculation for the sun or the god of light, the light bearer. It's in the obelisk. It's what the globalists build into their symbols. It is 666. This is disinformation from WorldNet Daily. This makes me sick. Also, the number is 666, okay? In the Egyptian text, in all of it, it is their magic number. Goodness gracious. But now when you say 666, oh no, that's a good number. It's 616 that's bad. That's unbelievable. I want to play this clip. We'll go out of the show with this clip where I was in the movie Waking Life, but just briefly, I've made 12 films. The 12th film is out. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's a miniseries, three films in one, DVD, VHS, 3 hours long. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it in its entirety right now, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get a hard copy, and it supports this broadcast, 1-888-253-3139. Go read the synopsis on the website and watch half the film for free. Download it, whatever. Just get the film, please. It's so important. 1-888-253-3139. You need this video. Bunch of big discounts on my other films as well. 888-253-3139. And let's go ahead and play this Waking Life clip. Here it is.
City Hall. Death and taxes. Don't talk about politics or religion. This is all the equivalent
of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance, of classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberals, Democrats, conservatives, Republicans. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll wrap up the broadcast. Again, I'm driving around in a car bullhorning in that piece. Waking Life's the film. Get martial law. Get it. Wake people up. Fight the New World Order and expose them. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Our tip.